Neither side blinks in the U.S.-Chinese standoff.
Every day that goes by increases the potential that our relations with China could be damaged.
Pickup trucks look tough until they hit something.
There's no reason why manufacturers can't put good bumpers on vehicles.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A spokesman for China's President Jiang Zemin says Washington's statements are still unacceptable to the Chinese people. We are highly unsatisfied. The spokesman says an apology is the key to solving the problem. President Bush, who's unwilling to do that, continues to hang tough. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Even as the spokesman denied that the president was getting frustrated or running out of patience, Mr. Bush urged the American people to adopt the same attitude, declaring that diplomacy takes time. But he also renewed his warning to China that its actions will have consequences.
Every day that goes by increases the potential that our relations with China could be damaged. And our hope is that this matter gets resolved quickly.
Without giving details, the president said the U.S. is working every diplomatic channel in an effort to obtain the release of the 24 Americans. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. officials blame an overly aggressive fighter pilot for the mid-air collision that forced a U.S. spy plane to make an emergency landing in China. But CBS News correspondent David Martin has new information that suggests the American pilot did a little more than fly straight and level.
The pilot of the Navy plane told American diplomats the Chinese jet had already made two passes, coming within 3 feet of his plane. As the jet came in a third time, the Navy pilot slowed down, hoping to make the Chinese aircraft pass in front of him. But its tail hit the outboard propeller. The Chinese jet snapped in half, and the American plane went into an 8,000-foot dive. The pilot was about to order his crew to bail out when he regained control.
The 24 crew members have had another visit from U.S. diplomats who found them in good spirits. They're being housed in comfortable, air-conditioned officers' quarters. Now this.
You can call them used. You can call them previously driven. You can call them anything you want. The point is somebody, maybe even a dozen somebodies, owned the car before you did. And before you put down your hard-earned dollars for the car, you deserve to know exactly where it's been. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history of any used car. Visit Carfax.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Don't buy a used car without Carfax.
Drivers face many distractions in the car. Don't let your wireless phone be one of them. Before using your wireless phone while driving, ask yourself, will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? Also, use your phone's hands-free option. Remember, state laws prohibit distracted driving. The wireless phone industry reminds you to drive safely. Safety, your most important call. Visit www.driveresponsibly.org.
The rugged looks of pickup trucks can be deceiving. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety crash-tested Chevrolet's Silverado, the Ford F-150, the Toyota Tundra, and the Dodge Ram, and says their performance ranged from poor to awful. CBS News reporter John Harchie has details.
The Insurance Institute says its bumper test is easy to pass. The bumper should prevent damage in slow 5-mile-an-hour crashes.
The type of crashes that you would see in commuting traffic or just in your parking lot.
But the Institute's Stephen Esch says all four popular pickups tested did poorly. The Dodge Ram was worst with an average $2,000 damage for the slow-speed bumps.
There's no reason why manufacturers can't put good bumpers on vehicles.
Among small SUVs tested, the Ford Escape's bumpers got an acceptable rating with less than $500 damage. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued a warning about 15-passenger vans, the kind often used by church groups and sports teams. When fully loaded, officials say the big vans are more than three times as likely to roll over. There have been several fatal accidents recently. Criticized for saying little about the cause of Dale Earnhardt's death, auto racing officials now promise a thorough investigation. CBS News reporter Jim Krasula has that.
NASCAR will rely on experts, both inside and out of auto racing, for what it calls a comprehensive accident reconstruction review of Dale Earnhardt's fatal crash at the Daytona 500 7 weeks ago. During a telephone conference call, spokesman John Griffin read a statement by NASCAR President Mike Hilton.
Everyone involved in this process is committed to a sense of urgency, but we must also move forward in a thorough, careful, and complete manner.
The results of Earnhardt's accident review aren't expected before August. Jim Brasula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
I, Rob Wallace, pledge allegiance to the roof. I shall stay at Red Roof because I believe a wake-up call is not merely a suggestion. I shall stay at Red Roof because I don't like thin walls or thin wallets. I shall stay at Red Roof until my wake-up call comes, and it will come.
98% of Red Roof guests are so satisfied with their visit, they plan to come back. Now that's not just loyalty, that's allegiance. For reservations, call 800-RED-ROOF.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I needed a home equity loan to repair my roof, pool, basement, kitchen, bathroom, so I went to LendingTree.com, where a marketplace of banks and lenders compete for my business. I filled out one form and got four offers back within hours. And within hours is good, because my garage is looking kind of iffy, too.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
With the last legal obstacle removed, American Airlines today completed the deal to acquire TWA. It gets TWA's St. Louis hub, planes, and personnel, among them TWA mechanic Vincent Watts.
With TWA, you never knew from day to day whether you're going to have a job, and it seems like American, they pay better, and it's just sounds more secure.
TWA's unions approved the deal, but American's unions have withheld their support. After 12 years and three Super Bowl championships with the Dallas Cowboys, Troy Aikman announced his retirement today.
You think that your time will never come, and my time's come.
He's 34. He suffered a series of concussions and has degenerative back problems. Aikman's considering jobs in the broadcast booth. The Pittsburgh Pirates season opener in their new ballpark was a bittersweet affair as the team paid tribute to one of its legends. Willie Stargell died early today at the age of 61. Sports writer David Halberstam remembers him as a great home run hitter and an inspiration for his team.
He obviously took a daily joy. It was a joyous thing, and he transmitted that to other players, that they were lucky to be doing this, that it was a privilege to play in the major leagues.
Stargell was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1987. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
The makers of high-volume printing systems. Now, these people see blue-chip prices and slack-jawed indifference as their inalienable birthright. Look, the only place to go for high volume without that high price is Ricoh. 85, 105, even 1,000 pages per minute if you connect a bunch of them together. The era of high-priced high volume is truly over, bucko. It's time for them to go. It's time for Ricoh.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I needed a home equity loan to repair my roof, pool, basement, kitchen, bathroom, so I went to LendingTree.com, where a marketplace of banks and lenders compete for my business. I filled out one form and got four offers back within hours. And within hours is good, because my garage is looking kind of iffy, too.
When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
Some gains for the market today. The Dow up 54, the Nasdaq up 25. Stephen Thoburn is England's metric martyr. That's what the tabloids call him. Thoburn is a greengrocer who's been found in violation of European law for selling produce by the pound or by the ounce.
I've always sold in pounds and ounces because obviously me customers want to be served in pounds and ounces. That's the difference between me and the big companies. I deal with my customers day in and day out.
But the law says all measures have to be metric. In addition to maximum fines of $3,000, Thoburn might have to pay as much as $90,000 in court costs. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.